This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You know, there are a few things that are more enticing than getting to go behind the scenes, exploring something that's normally off limits. Add to that the chance to connect with the past, and you can see why the upcoming tour, Hidden Kalamazoo, is on its way to being another sellout. The tour is coming up June 20th and 21st. It'll take you into six different hard-to-access spaces in downtown Kalamazoo. It's put on by the Kalamazoo Historic Preservation Commission. Sharon Ferraro is with this commission. Sharon, what's the mission in creating this tour?
The mission, the idea of the tour was to get people to look, like, as you said, behind the scenes, behind the facades they see when they walk downtown. So instead of just standing on the street and saying, what's behind those curtains upstairs, we give you an opportunity to climb the stairs through the dusty rooms that have been unrenovated and actually see what is still there. And then we have guides, of course, that explain to you how the space used to be used, which is usually very different from the way we use spaces today.
So a very, very great and direct way to connect the dots with the past.
And also to kind of, we always try to include at least one site on the tour that has been completely rehabilitated so that people can get an idea. They can walk through, a hotel from the 1870s or the early 1900s, and then go through a space that has been rehabbed and look at it and say, oh, well, I guess this is a neat space to do. This is a good idea to try to bring this space into the 21st century and make it an active space again.
So give us a sense of some of your favorite spots on this year's Hidden Kalamazoo tour.
Oh, that's always hard for me because I have so many favorite spots in town. The State Theater, of course, is the charismatic megafauna of the city. Everybody loves the State Theater with all of its glitz and its beautiful carvings, and then inside the marble staircase with the tiles and the sky and the stars, and it's just absolutely glorious. The State Theater is probably the fanciest. I have a really soft spot in my heart for the Civic Theater because my dad's been involved with it since the 1930s. It opened in 1931. So, and we're going to go backstage and back into the dressing rooms where usually only the folks involved in a show get to go. Mm. But I'd have to say the one that really, really drew me this year was it's called the Hotel Holt. And it was this tiny little, like, 30-room hotel built in 1910. And it really hasn't been occupied since probably the late 1960s. So it's just like stepping back into the past. You could just fix the plaster and give it a new coat of paint and film a movie there, and it would be just like the way it was in 1911.
So people could walk by what's below, which is a bike shop, right? And
mm-hmm,
not
correct.
Have any idea of what was happening years before in that same space.
Well, they might have a little hint if they look down at the tiled entrance, because the tile still says Hotel Holt.
Hmm.
But they wouldn't know what a hotel in 1910 near a railroad station was like until they got a chance to go upstairs and really experience it.
What do you see and hear from people, Sharon, as they tour these sites and start, as we said, connecting the dots with the past?
Oh, they really enjoy it. I mean, there's a little bit of that, urban exploring that people like to do. They like to see places that are a little bit dilapidated and deteriorated just to, just to be able to see them. But the comments that we get usually are, I just had no idea this was here. I have no idea, I didn't even realize to look up and to figure out what might have been behind the scenes there. I mean, in Kalamazoo, before 2000, there were maybe 20 upper floors that were in active use in the whole downtown. And now we're probably down to fewer than 10 that are not in active use in the downtown, which is one of the reasons we got the tour started, was to give people a chance to see these spaces before they were completely rehabbed.
The Hidden Kalamazoo tour is all set for June 20th and 21st. There are only 900 tickets available, and when they're sold out, they are gone. You can get all the details at HiddenKalamazoo.com. Sharon Ferraro is with the Kalamazoo Historic Preservation Commission. Good luck with the tour, and thanks for speaking with us, Sharon.
You're welcome. It was a privilege.